There are a number of people in any challenging mythological context who, like, they just can't bear the present moment, and they just can't. Like, who are those people? I think I want to know. So I want Evan to tell me where these things live in Evan's vast cosmology. That is the healing thing I want to think about. There is a way of framing this that has happened in previous conversation. Perhaps when once long time ago we were, what was it? Joan and Meta in the morning. Something like that, I think. I may still have those recordings. Hello to East IPR on Telegram. We are broadcasting this morning from IPR East on this Intuitive Public Radio. Thank you for listening. I am navigating the stairs safely with my friends presently. I am looking for a warm head covering. I am looking for juice, medicinal and green. Because electric lights are no longer possible for me. And using them are extremely challenging. I hoped that I had left my warm head covering down here, but it is not here. Open the fridge with a jerk of my right talon of my strange, difficult to move body. I've got the juice. I am glad to be talking to you. And I have to put the phone down or I cannot continue. Okay. First, a cup. Remember to drink lots of water. Okay. No lemon juice. I don't know if I can drink the green juice without lemon juice. And now we get to find out because I have to have the green juice. Okay. I can do it. Oh boy. This may be the only food I'm able to get for the foreseeable future. And yet, we have otherwise such cause for optimism. Let's optimize our cause for optimism. Yes, let's. My dear friends, perhaps you have noticed. Oh, it's two trips No, yeah, Okay.
Let us optimize our optimism. Let us optimize our optimum modes of thinking, believing, and experiencing as we practice together what is possible and what provides relief most effectively. Hey now, we are becoming something of experts on these subjects, especially in these spaces. All right, again, for the other cup and the candle, and then it is water and water and water, and I am sad that I do not have quite a few necessary medicines. Nope, too bad. So, like the rest, I am dying, but we can be glad because now, those of us who are dying, we have media infrastructure that allows us to make public broadcasts. And if you are in intractable, unremitting pain and physical dysfunction, I will teach you how to use it. It is my only and greatest passion. If you need also to be broadcasting, please tell me. I will help you. I think that there is a very good chance that I and those helping me have set me up for a night of sleep. I think we have pieces that are at least very promising. But I want to say something on behalf of friends. Difficulties, many places. Before I go and do this, what reason is there ever that a person who has a mobile phone connected to the internet should ever go without an income stream? There is no reason. I would ask others to offer me reasons they think they have for this, I guess. I can think of no reason that a person with a mobile device connected to the internet should not always definitely have an income stream under their control. This is accomplishable really pretty easily. I wish to discuss at length after sleeping.
Brendan also asks, what is keeping more people from having a good life that some are speaking about? I think it is the same thing that has kept us from initiatory activities that we have been talking about for a long time but have difficulty executing. Kind of feels like a similar situation to me. Like people saying those things just don't realize that we could do that. But I think we realize that we could do it. And we are coming to terms with being empowered in that way. There are a whole lot of people who will see us working on it and will really want to also be helping others do that. It feels like that spellbinding thing. Like we're all disoriented from the chaos and the stress. And if we get serious about being present and contemplating on a regular basis, we'll get the hang of it and we'll be able to think more clearly. And some of these things will become pretty basic. I think they already are. And the hard part is being able to brave it. Like, it's scary just to think it. I don't know for what reasons, but it's changing.
Hello to East IPR on Telegram. We are broadcasting this morning from IPR East on this Intuitive Public Radio. Thank you for listening. I am navigating the stairs safely with my friends presently. I am looking for a warm head covering. I am looking for juice, medicinal and green. And I am, oh boy, carrying a candle because electric lights are no longer possible for me. And using them are extremely challenging. I hoped that I had left my warm head covering down here, but it is not here. I open the fridge with a jerk of my right talon of my strange, difficult to move body. I have got the juice. I am glad to be talking to you. And I have to put the phone down or I cannot continue. Okay. First, a cup. A good cup. I must drink lots of water. I must remember to drink lots of water. I must remember. Okay. No lemon juice. I don't know if I can drink the green juice without lemon juice. And now we get to find out. Because I have to have the green juice. Maybe the only food I'm able to get for the foreseeable future. And yet, we have otherwise such cause for optimism. Let's optimize our cause for optimism. Yes, let's. My dear friends, perhaps you have noticed. Oh, it's two trips. No, yeah, Okay, let us optimize. Our optimism. Let us optimize our optimum modes of thinking, believing, and experiencing as we practice together what is possible and what provides relief most effectively. Hey now, we are becoming something of experts on these subjects, especially in these spaces. All right, again, for the other cup and the candle, and then it is water and water and water, and I am sad that I do not have quite a few necessary medicines. Nope, too bad. So like the rest, I am dying, but we can be glad because now those of us who are dying, we have media infrastructure that allows us to make public broadcasts. And if you are in intractable, unremitting pain and physical dysfunction, I will teach you how to use it. It is my only and greatest passion. If you need also to be broadcasting, please tell me. I will help you. Welcome, brave listeners. You are listening to Intuitive Public Media at anchor.fm/intuitivepublicmedia. And of course, you can join our conversation at t.me/intuitivepublicmedia on our public survival walkie-talkie, which I am using to talk to you presently. Our conglomerate walkie-talkie system built for survivors by survivors uses Telegram Messenger, Anchor FM, and other profoundly useful platforms. We are teaching survivors of severity and predatory poverty to have their own successful, connected, and income-generating media careers. There has not previously been a system for the severely disabled to use when working on behalf of themselves and their communities. Until recently, they have generally been made to access assistance through other parties. We heard something once about a give us somebody a fish thing, and we need to come up with new allegories, but you get the gist, I think. I and others on our media team are dying as a result of misunderstandings and lack of resources that we can use ourselves directly to solve problems. Now we are dying and simultaneously able to use this infrastructure to broadcast publicly, which, as you are listening, I am now doing. We are teaching survivors, whoever wants to learn, how to make these income streams and run this media skill set using the tools that we have brought together with Telegram, Anchor FM, and other platforms. Once you have the basic instruction, it is quite easy to create income streams based on a media career like we're doing right here. However you need to communicate in order to feel you are communicating best, we are listening. If you as well are finding yourself frequently screaming for help, colloquially we are called the scream team, because even when people are screaming, we keep listening. And if that's the way for you to get back to a baseline where you can communicate in the best ways, no matter what those ways are, we are here to support you. We are your media team. Survivors of extremity. It used to be just rich people who had this thing. Now we have it too. I have great joy learning more every day how we can use it. Please be in contact with us either by t.me/MegMorris, which is my profile, please call me Max, and by intuitive.pub/media. My contact information and Brendan's are near the top. Please send us messages. There is more information at intuitive.pub/contact if you need to go spelunking. And I hope you don't, because if Telegram Messenger works for you, this room, t.me/intuitive public media, is meant to be very welcoming. So I hope you will consider joining this room. If you can reach out to me or be patient, someone will make sure your microphone is enabled within hours, within a day or so at the latest, I think. And please message us to ask for the mic if we don't see you immediately. We are coordinating aid for everybody, and we hope that we can be connected soon and work together in this healing community. It is working.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.